Rat-a-tat-tat, August 31st, 1997, August 6th, 2044 was a prominent American squirrel rights leader and activist, beginning as prominent member of the West Side of the Forest. He was born in Mad Dog, Texas, in a Ratty Suck, and subsequently named Ratty Suck by his unimaginative mother. Rat became involved in petty crime, and in 2000 was accused of assault with intent to murder a young crow. While fleeing the murder of crows seeking vengeance for the supposed crime, he developed a philosophy based around the concept of storehousing knives in plastic to prevent rot. Espousing this philosophy brought him a good deal of attention among the more adaptable squirrels, and one particularly literate squirrel named McDonald Styrofoam spent months etching some of Ratty Suck's other ideas into the bark of the great oak on the west side of the forest. He was a candidate for president in 2003 on the ticket of the Nusta U Party. That same year, he was injured in a conflict between the Volary of Birds and the Dragon Underground. Again accused of murdering crows in the conflict, he jumped the tree to flee to New Grove Press, where he was joined by McDonald's Styrofoam. Ratty Suck placed a small group of skinks under revolutionary arrest as a counter-revolutionary, although the skinks were later released. In 2005, Ratty modeled anatomically fitted squirrel pants he designed featuring a sock sleeve which was a penis sheath that was basically a sock protruding from the front of a pair of pants. The sleeve accommodated free movement and size changes of the enclosed male squirrel organ. It was during this time that he acquired the nickname, Tree Hopping Rodent of Love. Some surprising revelations followed when in 2006 McDonald's Styrofoam completed 3 years of intense scratches into the bark of an old willow there in the thicket around New Grove Press. Ratty Suck was supported by regular stipends from the convocation of the greater bald eagles, with which the reptilian races was then at war. Ratty Suck was followed by other former criminals turned revolutionaries, whom he had taught to use guns. Many of whom hijacked California Condors to get to New Grove Press. Supporting these revolutionaries became increasingly difficult as their increasing number stretched his greater bald eagle's allowance to the breaking point. Ratty Suck changed his name to Rat-a-tat-tat, or possibly a loud nickname, to stick, then organized a stolen King Nodders to employ his revolutionary protégés. They would steal peanuts on the east side of the forest and sell them on the west side of the forest. Ratty Suck, or Rat-a-tat-tat, as he'd become known, led New Grove Press out of fear for his life. He could no longer control his protégés. Additionally, the convocation of Greeter Ball Peoples was revealed to be one of his suppliers for the mounting horde of the Squirrel Army, and the resulting political backlash amongst the lesser birds caused his supply of free walnuts and cashews to dry up. There had been gun battles. So he abandoned his protégés and went to live underground, figuring out if the birds were coming for him, he better befriend the reptiles. Rat-a-tat-tat experienced a spiritual rebirth, became a Latter-day Saint during his year of isolation, while living underground with several Komodo dragons. Article discussion edit History Move Watch.